Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and this podcast is brought to you by 42 Degrees with four convenient locations in Omaha.
Open 8 a.m. to midnight, 7 days a week by your mom's house. I'll see you there.
Radio Empire.
So what's that thing you get you wrap around so you don't freak out during a thunderstorm?
A thunder shirt.
Does that work for humans or just dogs?
No, I think humans you just need a hug.
But thunderstorms don't bother me, but my dog all of a sudden in the past 6 months, never bothered her, but now she's panting and freaking out. We had a thunderstorm in our city last night. Did you guys hear that?
Like for 2 seconds.
Yeah, I wouldn't have noticed it either except Chloe panting in my ear. Chloe's my dog, by the way. although it'd be a hot chick's name, Chloe, that's for sure. So she freaks out. And we were like, you have to hug her. And even then so I just hug her, or Becky hugs her. And I'm trying to go back to sleep. And I'm thinking, what about we should think of that thunder shirt thing. Does that work? You never got one for your dogs, did you?
No.
You always wanted one for yourself, right?
Right. My stepson's dog.
Got it.
Has one.
Yep.
And it seemed to work for a little while.
But dogs don't like clothing.
No.
So
In general, they don't.
I hate to put it on the dog thinking there's a thunderstorm might happen at 3 in the morning.
But it's
that dog's going to hate it.
It's a temporary fix. They'll respond to it for a little while.
And then it's like Pavlov's dog.
Yeah.
They get used to it. Got it. All right.
Then they're used to it.
Okay, no thunder shirt. Just going to have to hug the dog all night.
Doesn't seem to help.
It doesn't seem to help, too. I tried to calm the dog down with I played a whole half of a CD of Goat Whore.
And no.
She didn't respond well. Goat Whore. That was during the appetizer. That band's getting a lot of pub from our show, man. They really are. Somebody emailed, Jim Sucks play Goat Whore. Which is great.
Which is,
we don't have a song.
False equivalency, because Goat
Whore. Sucks play Blackout.
Yeah, there's no Blackout.
No, nobody's no Blackout. You ain't beating Blackout. But somebody, Holden McGrowing, actually sent an email out to us. Actually, a tweet, and I retweeted it, basically saying that he got into the Goat Whore rabbit hole, 30 minutes of Goat Whore. He said, no ballads. Yeah, what were you looking for?
Oh, I thought he was talking about us going into a 30-minute.
He downloaded 30 minutes of the song. He said 6 songs, 30 minutes. That's what he meant.
We didn't spend any more than 10 minutes talking about Goat
Whore. He actually dug up Goat Whore and jammed 30 minutes of it. That's what he wrote. He said 6 songs, 30 minutes.
Easy to do.
A stripper had pigtails in and looked like goat ears. So I'm guessing the band was kind of stoned, drunk, at a strip joint. Said, great name for a band, and I agree. I like the name Goat Whore.
She looked like a goat whore?
That's pretty much what they said.
Okay.
That's the email somebody sent me. Aisha Tyler, who's not either one of those. No segue there.
Excellent segue.
Gorgeous lady. She retweeted. She's going to be on our show, and you can follow us on Twitter at TNT Radio Empire. But Aisha's going to be here. The new season of Archer. And a new film, Axis. What's that about?
I think she GoFundMe or Kickstarted that thing, and it's her project top to bottom.
Okay.
Cool. Yeah. We had to talk to her about that, too.
Got to be one of those things, because where does she have time?
Yeah.
She does a daily TV talk show.
Yeah, The Talk.
Well, exactly. And she's also on Criminal Minds on CBS,
yeah,
too.
She is.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if it's a full-time role. It's at least recurring.
I have a second job, but nobody's offering us a second job, you know? I think about that. Like you said, there's too much time in the day.
Yeah.
You know? Somebody offers me another show or us another show in the afternoon.
No. I don't want to do that.
Not a whole other show.
Right.
Well, for double the pay, would you do that?
If it was a temporary thing. If you told me.
Oh, yeah.
Well, this is going to last from here to here. You know, it's a temporary project.
And I don't think people can handle us more than 4 hours a day anyway.
No.
Especially with the podcast. You've heard it all. We're spent.
Yep.
Nick Allen will be here later on to help out. We love Nick.
We love to leave him wanting more.
That's right. Petey Mack. Plus, I don't want to work afternoons. Petey Mack will be here.
You want a little fun breaking news I just saw on Twitter?
Anything fun is good.
Well, I may be using fun poorly here, but apparently Aaron Hernandez hung himself last night.
Oh, Jesus. That's hard. Yeah, you might be using fun in the wrong way.
Yeah.
That's. I don't care. I'm glad we announced it.
It's just breaking news right now.
Couldn't handle all those more years in jail.
Yep.
Yes.
Jesus.
Committed suicide in prison.
His life sentence is over.
Is suicide count in the Deadpool? Yeah, it does.
Yes.
Yes, it does. Yes. It does.
State-sponsored death does not count. Suicide in prison does count.
I'd check that out because, you know, our Deadpool listeners are weird when it comes to our Deadpool players. You're thinking maybe he gets shivved in prison or something like that because he's famous. You know, maybe not necessarily thinking suicide. Oh, and the Patriots are going to see Trump today.
Oh,
that puts a damper on that party.
Yeah.
Gronk sad.
Yeah. No, that's right, because there's still buddies on that team. They still like him. You know,
there's plenty of guys on that team that played with him.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, damn.
Gronk sad.
Yeah. That's what he says. They probably called him this morning. Gronk sad. All right. That's right. They were tight ends together, basically.
Yeah, yeah. I think they came into the league like the same year.
Hey, you don't wish that on anybody except a guy that murders people. All right. Man.
Except the other tight end isn't going. Who's the other tight end?
We mentioned six or seven guys aren't showing up because of Trump.
Oh, Martellus Bennett?
Yeah. Yep. That's
right. He's a Packer now, so he's
okay.
He's just like, nah, forget it.
I got my ring. I got my ring. I'm out of here. Well, that's kind of weird. I guess that's not really fun news, but it's news. But I check the Deadpool on that if you know how to do that.
There might be a couple of guys who took a flyer on him.
I think so.
Yeah.
I'd be surprised if there wasn't actually at this point.
I would guess no.
Yeah, but.
It wouldn't surprise me either way.
Why don't you look? Because Craig won't look.
I don't know how.
Craig's got this thing about Deadpool now. He doesn't want to even look. I said, all you got to do is click on it. I don't know how to do it either. Click on it and glance just for the show purposes. And then, because every time he says that, somebody hit somebody. Oh, so I can't believe somebody to have him. And then somebody did.
Right. Then he tells us a couple of days
later. Yeah, a week later that somebody had him.
Somebody did have whoever.
Yeah. So people take flyers on a lot of things. Because they want that solo hit. They don't like just to chase cancer. You're chasing suicide. Man, that's brutal.
That's a tough one, though.
Yeah.
You're not going to win any
Deadpool. I think you're taking a flyer on Hernandez in prison mainly because he's a gang member, famous, and he's in prison. So maybe shivved, one of those kind of deals, you know.
Oh, yeah. Somebody takes the broom handle to him.
What a wasted life, man. What a douchebag just to be a gangster. You know what I'm thinking about? All that stuff he did to play professional football, worked his ass off, probably athletically at least. I'm sure he wasn't the best of students. It was Florida. But, you know, all that stuff he did. Signed a big contract.
No,
I remember when they arrested him walking out of his house. What a beautiful house he had in the suburb of Boston somewhere. It was just a really cool looking house.
Just goes to show you that no matter what, peer pressure never goes away.
No, it doesn't. You got to run from peer pressure, man.
You can have all the money.
Everybody's doing it.
You can be living the
dream.
That's
true.
Yeah.
And the Pouncey Boys almost fell for that. They were his buds.
Yeah.
Except they didn't kill anybody. And I think
that
we know of. Exactly. They had the free Hernandez shirt, free Aaron shirts on, hanging out. Both of them.
And now, if they did kill anybody, well, the guy who knows about it's dead.
Yeah.
So they don't have to worry.
Yeah, they're free and clear now.
I don't want to impugn the Pouncey Boys. They made bad friends, obviously, but...
By him a little too long.
Sure,
they did. They bailed on him recently, though, the past couple years. Because they saw, hey, prison and, pro football life. That's kind of nicer. That's kind of nicer.
Yeah, I don't even have pro football money, but if y'all got arrested for murder, I would not be standing by you.
No, you would not.
And I would expect you to do the same for me.
No. Yeah, I probably would.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Always thought he was nuts. I bet he did it.
I wouldn't want you to hang yourself, though.
No.
Unless that was some sort of sexual gratification thing. But then loosen up that knot. All right.
Yeah, accidental.
accidental hanging. We'd understand that,
sure,
too.
We'd understand perfectly. We'd say, you know, he seemed like the kind of guy who
masturbated with a tie around his neck.
Who might have been into that sort of thing. He would talk about it a lot.
He seemed the kind of guy.
He always had a thing for Michael Hutchins.
That's the thing. The Push Told Me bit would come back to haunt him because he doesn't say any of that stuff, but it's just become fact now. Push used to say he likes to be hung by ties. In fact, that'll be a Twitter tomorrow from Push Told Me. At TNT Radio Empire is our Twitter handle, Facebook page. Oh, I Facebooked something yesterday. Just a random picture of Teddy Roosevelt in one of his quotes. It said that I got from Facebook. Do you have the quote right there?
Let me.
It's just a quote.
Patriotism means to stand by the country. It does not mean to stand by the president.
I think everybody should believe that. So if people were angry, there's 100 comments at least. I haven't checked them out yet because I just always write, I'm going to leave this right here, go. And they always take the bait, don't they? Now, most people will agree with that and probably did respond, but I'm sure there were some people in there just freaking out, you know, which makes no sense because if you're freaking out on that comment, that means you believe you should take the president over the patriotism. You know, don't you think so? Aren't you just implying that?
Well, yes.
If you're mad at that comment,
yeah,
and even though I put it up there, that means you believe the president, no matter who it is more important than patriotism.
Even if you're giving the typical mad response.
Yeah, you didn't think it through.
I used to tune in for dick jokes and all they talk about.
You get
about
plenty of dick jokes. That's not true. Since 93, we've been talking all this crap. 93. Jesus.
Yeah, they don't actually break it down.
No, they can't.
I understand that's a perception. But
it's small. Yeah, it's small.
You can't ignore it. We talked pop culture since we've gotten on the air.
Since day one.
And guess what? In the last, I'd say 8 years, for whatever reason.
Yes.
Politics has become pop culture.
Yeah.
Look at your Facebook feed.
Yeah.
Everybody's a political commentator
now. Everybody is. Yeah. And we've heard of shows saying, we're not going to talk politics anymore. We're going to do the best goat horse song. Doesn't work.
No.
Doesn't work.
Yeah.
We beat those shows.
You come off.
We beat those shows like
less
a red
than
mule.
Sincere. Right. If you don't acknowledge politics in your everyday life. Because everyone does.
Yes, everyone does.
And who do you know that's just not a political person? I never talk politics with anyone. It's off the table anymore. You know, it used to be, we don't talk politics, religion, or how much you make money, but how much money you make.
I think that's the last one is the money.
Yes.
Nobody talks about that because I think that's the one that's going to stick around forever.
It may.
For some reason. Nobody will sit down with somebody and know exactly. Nobody's going to offer that. What do you make? When's the last time you were somewhere and somebody said, what do you make? And somebody's answered that question.
That doesn't happen.
That doesn't happen.
But apparently we should break that out in the open.
No, we're not going to. Like Trump, you should have to share your taxes first.
I don't want to talk about it.
No.
But if you're bitching about us talking about politics, then just tell us how much you made.
That's right. Let's talk about how much. I think we actually did that show once.
Yeah.
I think we had people sending us email about how much they actually made. Right. A year. Okay. Greg Evans. Puss is here. Petey Mack. Aisha Tyler.
And no money talk.
Nick Allen. No, you can tell us how much you make.
Sure.
And they say, wow, that's a lot. All right.
Wow.
Boy, that sucks. All right, come on back.
You're listening to the Dodd and Tyler Radio Empire.